When we adjourned earlier, we had shared with you the necessity for the proper diet for those who are not Christians.
And
we went on to say, as we dealt with that point, that God had prepared an adequate diet for those who need Christ.
At God hevur gjørt at bor gjørt at røyar fyrir einu kvann sum ikki kennir hann sum sinn frelsara.
And the amazing thing about it is,
the undurverta vit hui er ta.
You don't have to pay for it.
At tær lutast ikki at gjalda fyrir ta.
The gospel is free.
Evangelia er frukt.
Salvation is free.
Frelsan er ochapis.
And we are so glad to be able to preach that today.
Vi er so fegin fyrir at kunna kunngera ta í dag.
To be able to say that life in Christ is free.
Og kunna siga at lívi í Kristus er frukt.
And all one needs do is to appropriate that by faith. But as we continue to share on the fact of a building a healthy church, there is not only the proper diet for the unsaved, but there is the proper diet for the babes in Christ. Because it's very important to lay the proper foundation for growth. And so the Word of God says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word,
try som nyfødt børn efter hinne óblandað av mjólk orðsins,
that ye may grow by it.
Fyrir at hit vi henne kunna veksa.
Now that you have tasted that the Lord is good.
Nú tíð hava smakka at Herren er góður.
So after a person has tasted that the Lord is good.
So eftir at ein hevur smakka og séð at Herren er góður.
Or has come to know the Lord as personal savior.
Ellir komin at kenna Herra Jesus sum persónliga frelsara.
Then it's necessary to eat right.
So er neyðugt at fáa rætta føði.
To grow spiritually as one should.
Og at veksa andaliga sum ein eigur.
Then there is the diet for the more mature in Christ.
So er the elder føðin fyrir tey sum er meira búna ella byggvin.
The writer to the Hebrews,
or hövundrun av Hebreerbrevinum,
deals with this.
Han vitjer hetta.
And I just want to read the verses that I have here in my notes.
Og eg bara lesa tey versarnir sum eg havi skrivið í notatnar.
Concerning this.
Vi vísa til hesum.
Hebrews chapter 5 verse 12.
Hebreerbrev 5 og vers 12.
For when for the time ye ought to be teachers,
to ye hava stid eftir tugjunni ochtu að vera lærarar,
you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God.
Tørvar tykkun aftur at onkur lærir tykkun hinar fyrstu grundir ui orguls.
And are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat.
Og tid eru vorin slug som mú fá mjölk, ikkje mer.
For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness. For he is a babe. But strong meat belongs to them that are of full age. Even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
Hey, sum við at lúta sansarnar hava vant til at skilja millum gott.
And so it is important to grow.
Og tøy er ta so tøtningar mykje at veksa.
If one is going to be a healthy Christian.
Um ein skal vera ein sunnur tryggvandi.
Or a healthy church.
Ella ein sunn samkoma.
And that can only be.
Og såleis kan best vera
through our commitment to the word of God.
Vi at vit halka okkum til orð Guds.
Because the word of God is God's feeding trough.
Tui orð Guds okkara mert trø so at seia.
It is where he nurtures and develops those who belong to him.
Her här att han fär att trövast och växa, låt hej att växa och trövast som hör honom till.
When the Lord Jesus Christ was about to ascend,
ta i Herren Jesus var vi att fär att till himmels,
he commissioned his disciples.
Så gav han lärjungarna sina tabo.
In Matthew's Gospel chapter 28.
Och i Matteus evangelium 28 kapitlet.
And verse 20.
Och i 20 versen.
He says to them.
Här säger han till dem.
Well, let me read verse 19.
Låt mig läsa 19 vers.
Go ye therefore and teach all nations.
Fær tu ut og gjer öll folkaslott lærsvinar.
Baptizing them in the name of the Father.
Døypet høyr til navn Færsens,
and of the Son,
Sonarens,
and of the Holy Spirit,
og heile andans,
teaching them,
og læret høyr,
to observe all things,
at halta alt,
whatsoever I have commanded you,
alt og jeg have boi tykkum,
and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age.
Og jeg vi tykkum, allar dagar lukka til enda tugjarinnar.
And so he commands that we be instructed in the word.
So han gevur hey bo at vit skulu vera lært upp í orðunum.
In order that we might grow in him.
Fyri at vit skulu kunna veksa í honum.
And become a healthy Christian or a healthy church.
Og gerast heilsurík trekkvandi ella sunn samt. En sån samkomma.
Now the possible background,
nu ta mövliga bakgrunden,
to the passage we read with you earlier,
till detta brottet som jag läs samma med Tikon och Johanne,
is the Greeks and Romans emphasis on a proper developed body.
Är han gräska och romverska bakgrunden eller Martin har brukt och fyr att likhamma kunde vara sånt.
Because they prided themselves in athletics.
Så de tar röster sig att vara gå fimlagare folk.
And so a healthy body for the racing.
Så de skulle ha ett sånt likham för att kunna renna.
Or for the wrestling.
Ett för till att bergast.
Was absolutely necessary.
Hever fullkomliga neyot.
So they gave themselves to the training of the athletes.
Og tog halga ut hörse som utrotta först.
They also reflected this in their sculpture.
Tar gjerdo gau eisen hetta til kjennar og isunar myndhuggan.
An art in the development of the body.
Og list vi vujande menningin av likamunum.
The Apostle Paul talked about perfecting the saints.
Apostlen Paulus talar om a gjerra tei tryggvande fullkomen illa fullbyggvin.
The proper development and spiritual maturity of the saints.
At tei tryggvande kundu mennast og vira gjerd Bikvin.
Yeah. This is what we have in verse 12 of Ephesians chapter 4.
Det här vi läser i 12 verset i Efesierbrevet 4.
For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
För att hinni heilum skulle vera gjörd fullkomen eller full bikvin till tjänast och verk, lika med Kristus är till uppbyggen.
That's a very important verse.
Hattar ett sera tvittninga mig i vers.
In relation to the total conscription of participation of the local church.
I samband vi lotökna av tjatam tryggvande i tjänastny och samkommen.
Because all have been given abilities.
Så i öll have finnit förlöjkar.
Or gifts.
Ella gavur.
And they are to be exercised in the local church.
Og hey, oi, a moiti hesar gavur nar við samkomu.
Sometimes we tend to feel,
vi kvørst so halda vit,
that the pastor or the elders are the ones,
at pastorin ella tar elstu tøyr,
to be involved in the work.
Sum skulu gera alt arbeiði.
Most certainly they are to be involved in the work.
Sannliga oi at høyra vera við oi arbeiðum.
But they cannot do everything.
everything.
Men tar kunde ikke gjøre alt.
This is why God has gifted men and women.
Tui da god hefur givet mannen og kvinnen gaver.
That we all might do our part.
So at við øll skulda gera okkara part.
That the body would be properly developed.
Fyri at líkamur kann mennast rætt.
And the church be a healthy church.
Og samkoman vera ein sunn heilsurík samkoma.
Now of course you will understand, won't you?
Tú skilur sjálvandi, ikki so?
That you can't have a healthy church.
At hebrisi til at hava ein sunna samkoma.
If you don't have healthy members.
Om du ikke hever sånne limer i henne.
And so then when we speak of a healthy congregation, we are talking about the individuals as well.
Så tar vi tåsa om en sånne samkommer, så tåsa vi sjølvande æslig om anstetlinga.
In verse 13, Paul says,
og i 13. verset sier Paulus,
till we all come in to the unity of the faith,
until vit öll vinna fram til at vera eitt í trúnni,
and of the knowledge of the Son of God,
a son Guds og kunnskapnum um hann,
unto a perfect man,
til at vera fullvaxnir menn,
and the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ,
til vaxtrar mark fyllingar Krists.
And so then it's important,
og tøy da so tøyningamiðja,
that as a healthy Christian orator,
as sum sum tryggvandi og samkoma,
we understand the commands of Christ to be taught.
Við skilja bo Kristus kussu við eiga vera lært ella læra.
Note very quickly with me as well,
like eisini stuttum mestu til sama við mer,
the importance of a healthy church in relation to their appreciation.
Kosu tøtninga meist er hava na sunna samkomu sum dura virusmeta
of each other.
Kvørst anna ella kvøn annan.
We must bear one another's burden.
Vi mu bera byrðar kvørs annars.
And so fulfill the law of Christ.
Og sólas uppfylla lög Kristusar.
I believe he did say to you,
e haldi hann segir við tykkum,
that if you do have concern, share it with the leaders.
At hava tit eftir anna sum tingir, so sei loyar no fratui.
Because if you do not share it with the leader,
so you under this sei loyar no fratui,
who I'm sure would deal with whatever situation in confidence,
sum vilja vitjera kvæta so og í trúnaði,
then they cannot help you to bear your burden.
So further is you yachtikum a bera birna birna sjá kvarnu.
And so the importance the importance of a healthy church,
so tvitningrun av einar sunnar samkomu,
in relation to the appreciation of each other,
og samband við virðismeta hvørt anna.
This is what we have in verse 16.
Hetta tær sum við lesa um við 16. verset.
From whom the whole body fitly joined together,
to yield frá honum við alt líkamis samanbundið,
and compacted by that which every joint supplieth,
og saman knýtt við hverjum bandi og hann gevur,
according to the effectual working in the measure of every part,
og sólas vexur hava vext sum sum líkam,
making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love,
til uppbygging og kærleika.
We not only see the importance of a healthy church,
við sjúgi sig bara tøttningin av einar sunnar samkomu,
and its appreciation for each other,
og hér sunna virus meta kvast anna,
but we see the importance of a healthy church,
men við sjúgi tøttningin av einar sunnar samkomu,
for the proper function of each other.
Eisini fyrir at hvor stærkur skal virka saman sum hann skal.
It is interesting that Paul uses the simile of the body.
Tær áhugavert at leggja merki til at Paulus brúkar líkamin sum ein amin.
Emphasizing the fact,
og leggur dent at hann ver líka,
of every member of the body,
at hvor einasta limur líkamanum,
being dependent upon each other,
er avhengur av hvørn øðrum.
And so the eye cannot say to the foot,
og tú kann eigi ikki siga við fótin,
I am not the foot,
eg ikki fótur,
neither therefore I have no need of thee,
og tú hevi ikki brúk fyrir þær,
because the eye could see it,
tú at eiga sér ta,
but if the foot does not take it,
where it is.
Men om fauturin ikkje tekur eiga her som det skal,
then there cannot be the appropriation of the same.
So kan ikkje gagn fåast bortsett ur tæmen tryggvandet.
And so the emphasis is the proper function of each other in the body.
So that we lagt og hette at vi rakt fungera etla virka i sambandet vi hetta.
The importance of a healthy church is also necessary for the ministry of the church.
Eisen neiut i sambandet vi tænast samkomu.
As I mentioned earlier,
som vi nevnte jo Johan,
everyone is to be involved in the ministry of the church.
Alt som vil eiga vera involvera i tænast.
Also, the importance of a healthy church
is seen in its
for spiritual stability.
Fyrir við kunnu hava andaleg stöðufesti.
Verse 14 says.
Fjórtanda versiður.
That we henceforth be no more children.
So skulu vit ikki longur vera börn.
Tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine.
Og lata okkum kasta og reka hýjar og hér á hverjum lærdómsvindi.
By the sleight of men and cunning craftiness by which they lie in wait to deceive.
Töld ella lokka av snildum mennesjum við svika brøgtum villunar.
And so the importance of a healthy church.
So tvitningrun av einari heilsrúgar samkomu
is seen in the appreciation of each other.
A sucha ui hesun at vit virus meta kvart anna.
The proper function of each other.
Vi fungera rætt saman.
For the ministry of the entire body.
Og fyrir at alt líkam kan tæna ella ja virka.
And for spiritual stability.
Og andalit stövufesti.
Note the implications of a healthy church.
The implications of the results. Like mest til urslit av ein sunnari samkomu.
There is the growth in the truth of the word of God.
Fyrst ta vaksturin og tvoi sum góði høyrir til.
Verse 15 says.
Ta 15ta versi segur,
but speaking the truth in love that they may grow up in him in all things who is the head even Christ.
Nei, sannleikan um trygg við kærleika skulu vit og allan hátt veksu upp til hansara sum høttu Kristus.
When Paul wrote to Timothy,
tað Paulus skrivar til Timotheus.
In his first epistle,
og fyrra brævinum,
he said in chapter 3 and verse 15,
so segir hann í 3. kapítli vers 15,
but if I tarry long,
men om jeg bøyer lunge,
that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God.
Men skulle jeg bøyer vi å komme, så vil jeg at du skal lære hvordan øyne øyre bærer seg ert og i huset Guds.
Which is the church of the living God.
Som er samkomma hins livande Guds.
The pillar and ground of the truth.
Stol og grundvöllur sannleikans.
And so the implication of a healthy church.
So avlöyingarna av en sunnari samkomu.
Is growth in the truth.
Vöxtur ui sannleikan.
Also in growth in grace and the knowledge of Christ.
Eisne ui nøye og kunnleika Herra okkara Jesus Kristus.
Verse 13.
13. vers.
Till we all come in the unity of the faith.
Intil vit öll vinna fram til at vera eitt í trúnni.
And of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man.
Og kunnskapen om han til at vera fullvaxnir menn.
Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Til vaxnar mark fyllingar Krists.
I believe as Peter exhorts us in his second epistle.
Vi halda sum Petur áminnir okkum í seinna brævi sínum.
That we are to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Ja, vit eiga at veksa í náinni og kunnskapi Herra okkara Jesu Krists.
Is his suggestion, well, is his exhortation,
ja, tað áminnir hansara,
that would put us in good standing,
sum ger at vit fá eina góða stöðu
in these last days.
Og eg hef sum torfur og seinastu døvun.
Because you remember.
Tøy tú minnist til.
This is his last epistle.
Att det är det senaste brevet han skriver.
And he's talking about the last day.
Och han talar om senaste dagar.
And how false teachers will come.
Och hur falska lärare för att komma in.
How there will be things and people designed to destroy the body of Christ.
Och hur ting och personer kommer att lägga det i öje som god i höra till.
And he says you are to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Och så säger han att vi öje att växa i nåden och kunskapen om Herre och Jesus Kristus.
Because this knowledge,
så jag hissen kunskapen la kunligen
will help us to face the challenge of these last days.
För att hjälpa och kunna stanta mot erbjudanden och Jesus senaste dagen.
I understand.
Eskilje.
That when people are being trained to recognize counterfeit money,
at how we men la fastande för det hesen att känna månen av fasken och äkta om pengon.
For the first 6 months or so,
the first 6 months are itla så
of the training period. They never see a counterfeit bill.
So it's the ongan to an falskan pening.
They spend their time studying the real thing.
At the granska tan ektaja seilin etla peningin.
Making sure that they understand and know the real thing.
Og vissa sér fyrir at hei kenna tan ektaja seilin.
So when a counterfeit bill turns up,
so tæi ein falskur seil kemur fram,
immediately they would recognize it.
So kenna dei hann beina vegin.
And so it is in the Christian's experience.
Och såldas älta och i tog som han tryckvande upplever.
As we grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Så vi växer i nåde och kunskap Herrens Jesus Krist.
When the false teachings come.
Ta i ter falska lärarna komma.
When the false Christs come.
Och ta i ter falska Kristusarna komma.
Then immediately the false ones are recognized.
Ta känna vid vita sam.
Because we are fully aware of the Christ of God. So one of the implications of a healthy church is growth in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
So I know our longing on after we are so samkomma är att vi växer i nåde och kunskap om Jesus Kristus.
Also there is growth in faith.
Eisne skulle vi växa i nåde.
2 Thessalonians chapter 1 in verse 3 says.
Sjätte Thessalonikerbrevet brev 3 kapitel säger.
A wonderful verse in this regard.
Det är ett underfullt vers i Jesu sambandet.
It says the first part of the verse.
Här ständer det fyra personerna versen.
We are bound to thank God always for you.
Att vi tacka allt och gode fyrtecken.
Brethren, as it is fitting, because of your faith groweth exceedingly. And the love of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth.
Fyrir at tryggvitikkara eikast og stórum og kærleikin kvör til annan vexur.
They were facing some real challenges in their Christian experience.
Hesu stóu fyrir stórum avbjóðingum og tær andaliga lúfi.
There was severe persecution.
Tað var svær forfylging.
But it did not have a negative effect.
Men hon hei ikki nakra negativa avskan.
Upon those Christians.
Og hesu tryggvandi.
Instead,
men í stæði fyrir.
It had a positive effect upon their faith.
Hei hon na positive avskan at hera trygg.
Their faith grew exceedingly.
Trygg tarra vaksu stórum.
And so it should be, you know.
Og svona er eiga að vera víðaði.
In the experience of every one of us.
Såleis som ein og kvar av okkur upplivet det.
That God might call upon to go through some test.
Som ein og kvar som God kallar a færi jöknun okkra rönd.
Because as he brings us through that test.
Så I tøy han løyr okkur jöknun hesa röndunar.
Is to be designed to build us.
så där attlajar till att bygga oss upp.
And to create more confidence in him.
Och att skapa oj och en större ärlighet av honom.
Now our young brother said a few moments ago.
En ung bror sa ju för lösa så gärna.
That they felt the prayers of God's people for them.
Att det kände hur bönerna till Guds folk bar dig uppe.
They knew that there were those who were troubling the throne of grace on their behalf.
Så de visste att det var de som gick och hade sett Guds uttala trubbelöken.
And they saw the results in the progress of their son.
Och så såg de hur framgången kom till kännar och sonerna.
That is not only designed to comfort and to strengthen them.
Hetta var ikki ber atla til at styrkja dei,
but to help develop them in their faith.
Men eisini at menna dei við tað trygg.
And trust in God.
Og allir dei er gott.
Because as long as we are in this life,
for so longi sum við eru í hesa lívinum,
we are going to have more than one test.
Fer við hava meira enn einar rund.
Yield not to temptation.
Jevish etter fyrir frosting.
For yielding is sin.
Tu ja jeva etter is sin.
Note this.
Leg mesje til hetta.
Each victory
kvör sigur
will help you some other to win.
Fera hjálpa der at vinna ein annan, lokran annan.
And so when you go through a test,
so tøy the first the jerk so in a run.
When it brings you through,
og tøy han fer the jerk no.
Then when another test comes,
tøy so ein annan run chamber.
He'll help you some other to win.
Så vill han hjälpa dig att vinna av öron fronton.
And so the implication of a healthy church.
Så avlöjningarna av tjänare sundare samkomma.
Is growing in faith.
Är att han växer i trygg.
Is growing in love.
Växer i kärleka.
That's also in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 3.
Jag finner av det ägande i 2 Thessalonica brevet.
Then there is to be the growth in the word of God. Now we could deal with God's provision.
Jag kan tosa om det som god utvärar okon
for the development of a healthy church.
För att män okon till att gerast en sund samkomma.
But you would find that in chapter 4 of Ephesians.
Men du finner detta i fjärde kapitlet i Efesbrevet.
From verse 7 to verse 11.
Luka frasjenta och till 11 vers.
And it's talking about the people given to the local church.
Och här talar han om tei folkene til at her mennene er god til å give samkommene.
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, gifts given to men.
Og i 1 Corinthians 12, nye gaver er god til å give mennesker.
Are all designed to help in this process.
Her er atler atleier til at være givner og i hese tilgångtene.
In this development.
Og i hese menneskene.
Into a healthy church.
Er gjerast en helserøyk samkomma.
Finally, my brethren.
Til sænast brøður.
Remember those words of Paul.
Tú minnist hans yor Paulus her.
And I quote them. Finally, my brethren.
Og nú nann segja da til sænast brøður.
That means I'm just about finished.
Tað segja at er loyka við at vera lívur.
But the duration of this ministry for a healthy church.
Longtun av hesa tæmastna sum ein sum samkomma.
It says in verse 13.
Ta stendur her í 13. versi.
Till we all come in the unity of the faith.
Ist til við öll vinna fram til að vera eitt í trúnni.
And of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man.
Og kunnskapin um hann til að vera fullvaxnir menn.
Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Til vaxtrar mark fyllingar Krists.
And so the teachings are to continue.
So læran til uppvenjingin má halda á.
The gifts are to be exercised.
Mai gaunar má vera mestar ella bruktar.
Because I am persuaded
to er samferðrum
that a healthy church
at ein sunn samkoma
is a dynamic church.
Er ein dynamisk samkoma.
Also it is a powerful church.
Eisini er ein mochtmeisa samkoma.
It's a developing church
og en mennande samkoma
is a progressive church
og en samkoma vi ger framstig
it's an evangelistic church
hon en evangelistisk samkoma
and if it's a giving church as well
og eisini en samkoma vi gevur
and if all of these things are in operation in a healthy church
og om alt hetta virkar og í ein sunnari samkoma
there will always be need for the preachers
so verða always be
need
So we're all the tørvur og tøymun og tæla.
For the teachers.
Og fyrir lærarar.
And for those of us who have gifts from God to share in the local assembly.
Og nei gávur sum tær hava sum sum skal taka lut og tænast í samkomuna.
The duration then of this ministry in developing a healthy church.
Longtun so og hesum at vera ein sunn samkoma.
I believe it will continue until Jesus comes.
Er at ha vil vera lukka til Jesus kemur aftur.
My encouragement to you here in this assembly
og uppmuntring mun til tykkara her í samkomuna
is to go in for being a healthy church.
At hit seta de konfiri at gerast ein sunn samkoma.
And touch this country for God.
Og nema hetta land fyrir Gud.
May it be a ministry that will touch lives for good.
Mata hetta veri ein tænasta sum notta menneskir til ta sum gott er.
And for the ultimate revival of God in this land.
Og til endan ein vekjing frá Gud og í hesum landi.
May God bless you.
Mother God signa tykkum.
May God be all that you need as you develop this wonderful ministry.
Mother han veri alt sum tykkum tørvar meðan tit menna hesa tænastna.
For his name's sake.
Fyrir hansara nauðs skuld.
God bless you.
God signa tykkum.